Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1935 with singer Helen Ward. And they brought us the song Hooray for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we've got some lovely singers for you this morning, and we've got some wonderful musicians, all bringing you original recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s. And our first five songs this morning will come from the pen of composer Jimmy McHugh. We've just heard a song that he wrote with lyricist Dorothy Fields, and she was a very accomplished songwriter too. And we'll hear two more from that team, starting with one from 1944, Billie Holiday, one of the great jazz artists of the time. She had started out in the 30s and recorded many pieces with Teddy Wilson and his smaller groups for the Brunswick label. She's moved on now into her solo career, doing very well, recording for some of the independent labels. I believe this one was for the Commodore label. She's joined by a piano trio led by Eddie Haywood, a very nice pianist, and they will bring us a song on the sunny side of the street. Then we'll go back to 1935, and we're going to hear again from the Benny Goodman Orchestra, another Fields and McHugh number. This time it's called I'm living in a great big way. Joining the Benny Goodman Orchestra on this one is a young singer called Buddy Clark. Well, he, if you listen to the show, you'll know, went on to have a wonderful career as a soloist. Back in the mid-30s, he was singing for radio and with a lot of the bands around at the time, showing lots of that early promise, which went on, of course, to be realized with many, many recordings in his later career. Then we'll stay in the 1930s. In fact, we'll stay in 1935 and hear from Alice Faye. She was, by way of being the Fox movie musical star of the decade, and she made many films with the studio. And we will hear a song that she recorded with one of those films called I've Got My Fingers Crossed. It was featured in the movie King of Burlesque, and it was written, again, by Jimmy McHugh, this time with lyrics by Ted Kola. And we'll start with Billie Holiday and Eddie Heywood on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you. stamp in my finger, put a rhythm in my wall. And as the elephants say, I'm living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky, I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt, I'm $1 million, long as I got a snap in my finger, got a rhythm in my walk, got the devil to pay, living in a great big way.
Just be listening to Alice Faye from 1935, I've Got My Fingers Crossed, written by Jimmy McHugh with Ted Kohler writing the lyrics. Before that, also from 1935, Buddy Clark with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's I'm Living in a Great Big Way. And we started out with On the Sunny Side of the Street, recorded in 1944, Billie Holiday, and written, again, by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on your dial, as I said, at 89.1 FM.
And we'll continue with a recording from 1948, this time Peggy Lee. Well, she had put in some time with the orchestra of Benny Goodman as she was starting out in her career, and she is now solo, and what a long and wonderful career she had with a very delightful voice. She's going to bring us the fifth of our recordings this morning from the pen of Jimmy McHugh. This time he's writing with lyricist Harold Adamson, and the song is called I Got Lucky in the Rain. Following Peggy, we'll go back to 1936 to an orchestra led by Noble Sizzle. Very interesting and a lively band leader of the time. And a young singer who was also starting out. We seem to have a lot of young singers on this morning's show. She, of course, went on to have a wonderful career too, and that's Lena Horne. Also featured on this recording is the soprano sax of Sidney Bechet. The song is written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin, and Lena and Noble Sizzle and Sidney Bechet will bring us That's What Love Did to Me. And we'll round out the set with a song from 1958 from Eddie Fisher. Well, he had a huge voice and a very, very delightful one too. This one is taken from an album that he made in that year of tunes from musicals. And we'll hear from him with a song written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And he's joined by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. And the song is called You Are Too Beautiful. So three songs, three singers, and we'll start with Peggy Lee, I Got Lucky in the Rain.
Lucky in the rain. One day when I had nothing to do for an hour, I walked around in a shower. I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along, then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Things like that you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky in the rain. Things like this you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky.
my heart aches with misery. That's what love did to me. And now that you've found somebody new, I can't help feeling the way I do. I'm as sad as I can be. That's what love did to me. Oh, everywhere I go, everyone I know tells me something about you. I just walk away. There's nothing I can say. They don't know I'm lost without you. Life's not the same, darling, since you're gone. And that's the reason I can't go on. Life without you just can't be. That's what love did to me. Life's not the same, darling, since you're gone. And that's the reason I can't go on. Life without you just can't be. That's what love did to me.
Because I had found you, I could have bound you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see with, love does not stand sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand I'm faithful to you, it's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty.
You just heard Eddie Fisher from 1958 with the Rodgers and Hart piece, You Are Too Beautiful. Before that, we heard a young Lena Horne with the orchestra led by Noble Sizzle from 1936, That's What Love Did to Me. And we started out with Peggy Lee, I Got Lucky in the Rain, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. Well, our next group is a very famous jazz group that started out in France and also spent some time in Britain, but went on to have, well, an international reputation, and that is Stéphane Grappelli, the violinist, and the guitarist Django Reinhardt. Their group at this point, and we're talking about in the 30s here, 1938, was called the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. And we'll hear them with a very British song, so I gather they must have been in Britain at the time that they recorded this, I would think. It's called The Lambeth Walk. It was written by Noel Gay and Douglas Ferber. And that was 1938. Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we are listening to some lovely singers and some wonderful musicians. Now we're going to go to 1963 and to the pen of Jerome Kern and to a wonderful singer from the century, and that is Ella Fitzgerald. This is from her Jerome Kern songbook. She's accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, and the song is called You Couldn't Be Cuter. It was written, as I mentioned, by Jerome Kern, also with lyrics by Dorothy Fields and Oscar Hammerstein, and it was featured in the film Joy of Living from 1938. We'll go back a year for our next song, and that's back to 1962, to a wonderful album, recorded in that year by singer Doris Day and André Previn on the piano. The album is called Duet, and it is a beautiful collection of duets of the two. We will hear them with the song Who Are We to Say? And that came from the pens of Sigmund Rumberg and Gus Kahn. And then back again, back to 1939, to the orchestra led by Artie Shaw. And he is joined on this one by a young singer who recently joined his orchestra, and that is Helen Forrest. The song is called This Is It. And again, from the pen of Dorothy Fields, the lyrics, and the music this time is provided by Arthur Schwartz. It was featured in the musical the same year, Stars in Your Eyes. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald from her Jerome Kern songbook from 1963, You Couldn't Be Cuter.
A disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener. You look so fresh from the cleaner. You are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly what'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. Show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears. And you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly what'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be better, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be cuter, baby. Arranged. Then there comes
to say goodbye, or to wonder why we two must part. So we live today, loving one.
You've just been listening to Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest from 1939 with the song This Is It, written by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields. Before that, we heard the gorgeous voice of Doris Day and the beautiful piano of André Previn from 1962, Who Are We to Say? And we started out with Ella Fitzgerald, as I said, from her Jerome Kern songbook, 1963, You Couldn't Be Cuter.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on your dial, as I said, at 89.1 FM. We're going to continue in the year 1939, and our singer next coming up is someone who's pretty familiar to you, probably, Bing Crosby. He was one of the main entertainment figures of the century. Singer, actor, radio, film, what can we say? He did it all, and he did it all so wonderfully. And he had that beautiful voice, too. We will hear him this morning from, as I said, 1939, with a song from a musical called East Side of Heaven. And the song is called Sing a Song of Sunbeams. It was written by Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke, and that'll be Bing Crosby. And we're going to go forward a couple of decades to 1957 to a very fine jazz singer of the time. And, well, she actually had started out in the 1930s, and that is Lee Wiley. She's joined on this by an orchestra led by Billy Butterfield, he of the wonderful trumpet. And Lee will bring us a number called Maybe You'll Be There, written by Ruby Bloom and Sammy Gallup. And then we'll go to 1956, back a year, to one of the finest pianists around, and that was Nat King Cole. He's joining us with his trio on this one, and I gather he was actually credited with inventing the piano trio. Anyway, he certainly mastered the art, and many, many recordings resulted. The song is written by Jimmy Van Heusen and, again, Johnny Burke, and it's called It Could Happen to You, and that's Nat King Cole and his trio. And we'll start with Bing Crosby from 1939, Sing a Song of Sunbeams.
Sing a song of sunbeams, let the notes fall where they may. Sing a song of sunbeams in a light, fantastic way. Show the blues that you're busy and you just can't be annoyed. And they'll up and go, 'cause they know they're null and void. People all are softies for a grin. You give out, they're gonna give in. People always love a jolly jest. They might even make you president. So sing a song of sunbeams, let the notes fall where they may. Sing a song of sunbeams in a light, fantastic way. Life is never perfect, but it isn't always wrong. So the only thing to do is sing a sunbeam song. Is for a grin. You give out, they're gonna give in. People always love a jolly jam. They might even make you president. Why don't you sing a song of sunbeams, let the notes fall where they may. Sing a song of sunbeams in a light, fantastic way. Life is never perfect, but it isn't always wrong. So the only thing to do is sing a sunbeam song.
Mm-hmm.
each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said you're on said your lips were mine alone to kiss. And after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, step on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door. Then maybe you'll be there. Heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be
thank you.
You've just been listening to Nat King Cole and his trio from 1956. It Could Happen to You. Before that, Lee Wiley joined us with Billy Butterfield and Maybe You'll Be There from 1957. And we started out with Bing Crosby, Sing a Song of Sunbeams from 1939. And Bing was accompanied by the orchestra led by John Scott Trotter. And we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our visit back in time and listening to some of the wonderful music from the 20s to the 1960s. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more song for you this morning. Then we'll hear the Edmund Hall Quartet with pianist Teddy Wilson. They're also joined by Billy Taylor on bass and Arthur Trapeer on drums. And they will bring us a Gus Kahn, Isham Jones composition, It Had to Be You.